The war in Ukraine has not gone as expected. Kyiv was meant to fall to Russian invaders in a matter of days. 3 months after missiles, shells, and paratroopers began landing in and around the capital, Ukraine is putting the spoils of war on display. Morale and anger at Russia are now so high, Ukrainians say the only acceptable victory will be taking everything back, occupied territories in the east, even Crimea.
Yes, I believe the return of our territories is possible, and I think we should not stop. I believe there should not be any negotiations about returning to the same borders we had before the start of this war. No, we should get our cities and Crimea back. This is our sovereign country, and we should defend it. There should not be any negotiations with the enemy.
Of course, I believe, full stop. I hope that it will be this way. The truth is on our side. We are defending our land. We really want and hope for this to happen.
Yes, Ukraine needs weapons, and our army will do everything, and we will win. I'm sure we will get victory, and yes, we will win.
Just weeks ago, Independence Square was under lockdown and covered in snow. Now people line up to buy stamps commemorating a moment in the early days of the war, when Ukraine, in no uncertain terms, told Russia to leave its territory.
I hope that it's a good sign that we can win in this war and we can survive. So for me, it's a sign that we have a chance for a good future.
And do you have a message for Russia and Russian leaders? Do you have a message for Putin?
Only bad words. I'm sorry, I can't say anything more, so I can't say.
Things look very different in the Ukrainian capital today. Diplomatic missions are reopening, people are returning, and Ukrainians seem far more optimistic, albeit cautiously, than they did at the beginning of this war.
But the war is not over. Russian forces are escalating offensives in Ukraine's east, remobilizing forces to battlefields in the south. All indications are conflict with Russia is the new normal. And as long as Russia controls the skies over their country, nowhere in Ukraine is completely safe. Theirs is a future that remains uncertain. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.